somatic experiencing. What it is working with the autonomic nervous system to help release or process some of what might be stuck in the body in terms of trauma, stress, overwhelm. You know, we all have these responses that happen automatically. You know, we had our physiology.
So does that mean sort of like recognizing, you know, when you're having these thoughts or you're kind of perk up to an experience, like what's actually, you mean like actually what's happening in your body?
Yeah, some of the things that we can do are, as I said, gentleness with ourselves. Just gentleness. Human touch, I can't say enough about. The body doesn't differentiate between another's touch and our own. So that down-regulating can happen just with this holding and touching. And I think, you know, the way that we might comfort a child, how we may be with a child who's been, you know, hurt, fall down, you know, this is how we might need to treat ourselves at Sally, this time especially.
We can just give ourselves a hug.
We can hug ourselves. We can hold ourselves. We can move. Movement is incredibly, incredibly helpful at this time.
What do you mean? Going for a walk or?
Going for a walk, moving, like doing Nia, for instance. Doing any, like Tai Chi, yoga. Sometimes I just put some music on and dance. Like just dance around the room. Yeah. Doesn't have to be any structured event. Like just walking around your yard. Just going out and moving. Opening your arms. You know, just,
yeah,
it's extremely important right now to move. Making art just for the purpose of making art can be, and I'm not even going to call it art. Let me say this, scribbling on a page can be so helpful. Just that sensory, that hand moving on the page. You know, this is something you can do anywhere, is hum or sing, because that stimulates the vagus nerve, which is the nerve that travels through, touches all of the organs. There's something we do called booing.
Wooing?
That voo, like the sound voo.
Okay.
So there's this sort of vibration in the lips. That sort of vibration can help to settle. You know, mothers will hum or sing to babies. That's just a natural instinct, but that is a calming and attuning to the baby in that way, right?
Yeah.
So anything like that. I love the I love drumming too. I've got my drum here. Just breathing, right? Just the quickest way in.
Mm-hmm.
The quickest way in is the breath.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
Just taking some breaths. And right now, I'm relatively safe. And what do I hear? What are some of the sounds that I hear? So I do something called 5-4-3-2-1. And that is, what are five things that I see right now? What are four things that I hear? You can do this with your kids, it's great. What are three things that I feel in my body right now? What do I sense in my body right now? What do I taste? And what do I smell? If I don't smell anything, then, oh, it's nothing I smell. So I've just brought all of my senses to right now. And right now, I'm relatively safe here. So I can feel my breath is different just from doing that myself right now. So it reminds you to stop and just pause and orient to your space with your five senses.
Getting outside, going to that happy place and finding myself there will always sort of calm and relax me. So I think it sounds like it's really tapping in and figuring out and taking some time maybe to figure out what works for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
As well, yeah.
Yeah, and I think in this time of uncertainty, we need to find things around us that are certain. So what is it that brings you some of that certainty? And I think one of the things that I notice is, you know, it's such a relief to me to see that flowers are coming up and everything is continuing to grow. Mm-hmm. Certainty, you know, find places in your day where there's certainty. So you're engaging your senses in right now. It's another thing about movement, you know, you're moving in right in the now. You're here with that.
Yeah, it sort of forces you to be present.
Yeah.
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 Also, we need to remember to take care of ourselves before we can tend to anybody else, whether that's
Absolutely.
People, relationships, community, business. Like, we need to make sure that we're filling ourselves up.
Taking some breaths.
Oh, that's great, Sally. I think those are a lot of things to think about, maybe some new for folks. And also, sometimes it's just nice to be reassured from somebody, and somebody, especially like you, has so much experience and has worked with so many people.
Yeah, nice to see you.